Of the Classic Pinball Podcast. My name is George, and I'm here with my co-host, the captain of the Pinball Space Force, Dr. Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, George. Captain of the Head Force? Space Force?
The what force?
The Head Force. Head Space Force. No, I don't know. Stargazers. I don't know, George. I'm just rolling.
Wow. I hope this is not things to come. Sharpen the pencil, dude. Let's jump in the game.
All right, let's jump in.
Okay. We're in the dog days of summer. Fall is almost upon us. And I'm hoping, not after that last little passage, Dave is going to bring the heat. So, Dave, please get us started on Flight 2000.
Flight 2000, a Harry Williams pinball machine, August 1980. And, of course, as you know, all the Stern games, the best ones were from 1980. And they were putting one out basically every month. Almost like a pinball playmate, so to speak. But more fun, because you actually could, plunge the ball and use your flippers. So, art by Jerry Simkus and Doug Watson, Harry Williams designed. And one thing about Jerry Simkus, which I didn't realize until I started researching this, is that he did lots of artwork for a couple games here. He did Big Game, he did Stargazer, and Split Second. And I didn't realize he did Stargazer, so that's kind of cool. I guess he likes those blues.
Can we go back to Harry Williams?
Sure.
How was Harry Williams integrated into Stern? Because he just didn't do Flight 2000, if I read correctly. He also did Galaxy?
He did a bunch. He did 160
games. No, I know that, but how did he become, was he like gun for hire? I mean, he had to be pretty, or fairly old by the time he got to Stern.
He was. He did about, I want to say 15 games for Stern, when they first really started with like Wildfire in 78.
Oh, he did more?
Yeah, Wildfire, Dracula, Hot Hand in the late 70s for Stern, their first stuff they were rolling out, and then he did Ali, Big Game, Cheetah, Flight 2000, Galaxy, Free Fall, Split Second,
I had no idea.
Pinstar, Gamatron, and Q, which is that weird game they only made a couple of. Six games of Q. That was a fantastic.
No. I remember seeing that game. Yeah. I had no idea he did that many games for Stern. So he was an employee, obviously?
Yeah, he was an employee for a while, yeah.
But didn't he have a...
Yeah, Williams. You figure he'd be with Williams.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking. Is that, or maybe I didn't ask that. Is that him?
I think that's him. Yeah, Harry Williams. I think we got to check that. We'll cut for a second.
No, we're not. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I know.
We'll come back next show. There's probably somebody who's already talked about.
I know
it,
who knows.
I'll go. Who? Oh, don't say Bill Davis.
No, not Bill Davis. No,
you'll hear that at some point in time.
No. No, Bill, I don't know. Bill.
Bill. That made my morning. That got me started.
You know, clear code is good. It also can be very bad.
Yeah.
You know?
I, you know what? I wasn't even thinking of that. Okay. I'll take that back. Oh.
Piece of shit phone. You know, I can't even figure this phone out. But anyway. Well, all right, Abe. Well, never mind.
All right, Bill. Well, good talking with you, and I'm glad you checked in. You're live in our podcast right now, so you can say hello to the people if you want.
Hey, buddy. Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Ready Freddy. All right, David. I'll talk to you later.
Hold on, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi. Right.
Hold on.
Yeah?
Do me one favor.
Yes, sir.
Say you're listening to the Classic Pinball Podcast, please.
You're listening to the Classic Pinball Project.
No, you listen. No, try it again. You say you're listening to the Classic Pinball Podcast. Take two.
Oh, podcast.
Pod. P-O-D-C-A-S-T. Podcast.
Okay. What do you want me to say again?
Okay. All right. Say. All right. Here you go.
You know, he doesn't have to say anything.
I'm Bill Davis. And when I'm not restoring play fields, I'm listening to the Classic Pinball Podcast. How's that?
I don't know. They don't know I'm alive.
All right. Okay. Forget that. All right. How about?
Thank you, Bill. Okay. Thank you. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, guys. Thanks. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, what else about Flight 2000?
So Flight 2000 has a bunch of slingshots. It has four slingshots, or kickers as they call them nowadays. Memory drop targets, so they go down, you know, when you hit them, they'll know from next ball what you did, that kind of thing. It has voice. It's one of the few Stern games that has
so
voice.
So it says it's the first Stern to have a voice. Is that true?
I believe it's the first Stern to have a voice. Although it doesn't say it in the little thing here.
Yeah, it does in one of the things.
Oh, wait, sir, it does. Yes, it does. I stand corrected, George. The first talking game from Stern using the VSU 100 speech board. That is true. Yes, and they all sounded the same. Well, kind of like Bally's speech kind of sound the same, too. So I guess they all use the same different processor.
I'm going to ask a question, and people can deduce from the question what's coming. Did Ali come before or after this game?
Ali came before this game.
So that game would not have speech?
No.
That's too bad.
Ali's kind of a sister game to Galaxy,
which I'm unfamiliar with.
So Galaxy had...
I know who it is, right. But... Well, where would I have played one? I mean, you don't see them often.
Ali or Galaxy?
Well, Ali I played at Mike's house.
Yeah.
Probably the only play, maybe at the shows.
Funny Games had it years ago.
Well, right, but that's your haunt, not right. Mine. Yeah, a lot of these games, as people know, you don't see them often because they're in private collections.
That's true.
And games that are on location, unless it's a mega arcade, rarely do you see these games. I mean, I'll give a shout out to Bruce up in Rochester with the Rochester Pinball Collective. They tend to put old-time Sterns in their lineup, and they have something like 50 games. So that's a place where you could probably, you know, play them, and you can obviously go out onto the internet, and there's that website, right, that tells you where all the pinball machines are.
Yes. Yeah, pinball map or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I have another thing to talk about as far as a new arcade. We'll talk about that at some point in time.
As for Ali coming out, it came out in March of 80. Galaxy came out in January of 80. And Flight 2000 came out in August of 80.
Okay. So continue. You were talking about the play field. A couple of spinners.
Yeah, it's got two spinners. One of them on the left-hand side is a whole ball walker assembly, which is kind of, it was new for Stern to do that. And I think it's the only game they really did it with, except for maybe Gamatron by Pinstar. And some people say, oh, it's a big waste of space up there. And it is a lot of, you know.
It's a lot of real estate.
A lot of real estate.
But it's a wide body.
But it's a wide body.
I mean,
you can get away with it.
When you start thinking of, you know, the Bally wide bodies, think of, there's nothing quite that creative.
No, in this game.
And I own a couple of them, so I can tell you firsthand that there's nothing quite that creative.
In this game, for a wide body, it can be really fast. It really comes down fast. It's kind of a wide open play field in the middle all the way down, you know, that part. And there's a really long table shot from the right flipper all the way up to the spinner to the top left to get it to lock a ball around there. You know, it's a tough shot to get that spinner and rip it. And when you rip it with not lit, it's 200 points. When you rip it when it's lit, you get... I think it's 2,000
spinner. I think it's 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000. And you can accumulate big points going that way. But you have to be get multi-ball first, and then it's lit for 2,000.
When we're in front of the game, I need you to describe in detail how that numbered drop target on the left middle upper side of the play field works. And then that, I don't know what else to call it, a lane with a standard target
stand
at the
up.
End.
Yeah.
How that all works in order to lock the ball. That is still kind of a little bit of a mystery, unless you want to tackle it right now.
Yeah, I can tackle it. So you're basically, you want to throw a ball up there and it'll lock ball one, throw another ball up there, it'll lock ball two.
You don't have to hit any targets, you don't have to do anything?
Nope. But now to get to lock ball three or start multi-ball with ball three, now at some point, you have to spell blast off. You got to get the top four targets at the top. That's blast. I think the B's up there somewhere, or the B's down below there. And then you have to spell off down below. So you can get everything in the play field either spotted directly or remotely from stand-ups at the top of the play field, except for that troublesome O on the near the right out lane. That one you have to...
Is that the one closest to the slingshot?
No, farthest away from the slingshot.
Okay, so the one in the middle.
Yeah, well, farthest, this one here, right? Right. Near the out lane, okay? So the only way you can get that is if you kind of luck it in there and kind of shake it and drop it in, or if you're good at shotsing, you can shots it. But I don't think I've ever... I might have got it once that way. Eric Stone, sure, he can hit that. If you're good at shotsing, he shots the O. With some new software, as you'll see when we go downstairs, there's a way to get that O a different way. It's still in a skill
so
shot.
So they put a wild card or
a skill
something
shot
else.
Thing
okay.
in there.
Okay.
Yep. It's very cool. Cool little roll set that's very nice for the game.
So that makes the game difficult. So once you get that...
Oh, and then on top of it, you have to sweep the drop. On the right-hand side, there's three drop targets that there's a light that's lit.
So they're not giving you three multi-ball
no.
very easily.
No. This
and it's only three or nothing? There's no one multi-ball?
This ain't no ramp game.
So there's no two multi-ball, there's no...
No, three multi-ball.
That's it.
And then, but then once you get multi-ball, then that thing lights for 2,000 points. You just keep ripping that spinner, and you get lots of points for that. You can spot blast with that stand-up target you're talking about in the middle there between those drop targets. That spots blast all in one shot. So it's good to get that shot. It also gives you a multiplier. It's good to get the drop targets in the three on the right-hand side. You sweep them with one shot, you get 50,000 points. And you also get, it increases your spinner value over on the right-hand side in front of it. And you can have it so the game holds over from ball to ball. And you can get, I think, like 4,000 points of spin out of that. It's 500 plus 1,000 plus 1,500 plus 2,000, whatever that equals. What is that? 5,000 points of spin. You can max that spinner out to 5,000 points of spin if you keep getting drop targets.
Right, and we know how you like Juicy Lucy spinners.
I sure do.
So, wow, that can be... So you really have to perform in order to get to that part of the game. That's not an easy... It's not a gimme. You got to work for it.
You got to work for it. You got to work for
it. I mean, blast off, that's a lot of targets to hit.
And you have to get, so you get multiple.
And you have to keep getting it up top, and the only way you get it up top is to the...
Through there, or you could try to shoot it from the left flipper up to the right, upper right side, and kind of get it through there, through
the
narrow passage.
So that mechanism, what do you call the mechanism?
Ball walker.
Okay, so the ball walker. Yeah. If you just, there's two balls locked up in there, and you don't have multi-ball activated yet, and you shoot a ball up there, it ejects the ball up into the top lanes. Is that a way of getting the ball up into the top lanes?
Yeah, go up. Go
you
up
haven't spelled blast off.
Yeah, you go up there and it goes, so it keeps your two balls
locked. So
that's
one way of getting up to the lanes.
Yeah, correct.
It's not one way just through the spinner on the right. You can also do it through the ball walker on the left.
Well, yeah, spinner on the right, well, that won't really get you there. Instead of going, you take the left flipper up straight, forget about the spinner, straight through the clear action of the play field through, near the pop bumpers and up to that upper, in lane there. You also go through the spinner and ball walk it through. It'll still hold your two balls for lock.
Right.
It'll just be virtual, once you do that, once you go up there and you get the two balls locked and you spell everything, now you're going 5-4-3-2-1. Got to get them in order. If you get them out of order...
Okay, that's where I was wondering.
5-4-3-2-1, like ready for
blast
off.
So after all that, after spelling blast off and getting multi-ball, then you
Well, hold on. Now, here's what always happens in this game. Very frustrating. Many people know playing this game, this always happens. 9 times out of 10. You go 5-4-3-2. You just need that one. Once you get the one, throw it up that spinner, and boom, you got multi-ball, and you got a party happening. What happens more often than not, 5-4-3-2-1, the ball starts going. A lot of side-to-side action on this game, and side-to-side is
wide.
No...
That's why, right.
And kickers from side-to-side. Kickers here, kickers down here. Always going side-to-side. You know what happens when you go side-to-side? It goes out. So you're throwing the ball up here.
You're
hitting
telling
that.
Me, or you're
Oh,
asking
I'm telling you. It go. So what happens? So invariably, 5-4-3-2, I need that one shot. Side to side, it goes on an out lane. And guess what the out lanes give you?
Nothing.
They spot a number target. One. And then you lose. Then it's a ball three. You lost the game. And it's ready to shoot. So you just almost, you were so close to getting that spinner shot and getting victory.
I know
but
what
you
I
lost.
Call that. I call that a...
You lose. Good day,
I
sir.
I call that a designer with a sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like, ha-ha. Exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
Pretty much. That's pretty... Nah.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So that's that. That's pretty much that game in a nutshell.
Well, we're going to go downstairs in a little bit.
Made about 6,000 of these, too. Around 6,000.
I was surprised to see that. That's a pretty good number for a wide body.
This game
I don't have a comparison, unfortunately. I didn't research that. But I don't think any of maybe Space Invaders, but definitely not Hot Doggin', definitely not Embryon. Paragon, how many did they make? They made a lot of those, didn't they? 4,000 maybe? More?
No, more than that.
I don't have it in front of me. But that would be the only one. That and Space Invaders would probably be the two that had the most.
And I think for Stearns, they didn't really do a lot of big runs. Like 6,000 was a big run for them, you know, compared to like a Stargazer, 863. So the other Stearns that would be big runs would be Meteor, which is like around that 6,000, 7,000 number, I believe, and Galaxy had probably around 5,000. So those are the three big Stearns, and they're all sort of space themes.
Now
so
that brings... Wow, you're good.
Thank you.
Good.
A mind reader.
Do you... I went and looked at Space Travel 2000, because the game's called Flight 2000, and in looking at it, this is kind of cool, our government launched the Discovery Space Shuttle's 100th mission.
Oh.
In the year 2000. I thought that was pretty cool.
So these guys were visionaries. In 1980, they saw it happening.
I guess. I mean, I don't know how else you would know, but that was pretty cool.
It could be a retro causality, George.
Okay.
That went right over his head.
You're doing it to me again. You're taking advantage of me. I don't like it. Okay. Are you good with that?
I am, but I will say Paragon, 9,000 Paragons.
Oh, okay. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. I have one. I know you have at least one.
Galaxy, 5,000. So there you go. Where else are we going?
Let's move on to our good friend, Mr. Bugs Bunny.
Hey, what's up, Doc? What's cooking? What's up, Doc? Oh, you're looking for Bugs Bunny Bunting. Duck is gonna hunting just to get a rabbit skin, but now the rabbit's gone again. What's up, Doc? What's cooking? Hey, look out! Stop! You're gonna hurt someone with that old shotgun. What's up, Doc?
So Data East, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Rhode Island. So customer said he just needs a new display. Display is dead. Nothing else needed because the game plays fine, even though he had no work done to the game over the past 20 years of owning it. It's like, I don't know.
Did he have regular rubber bands on the game?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He did?
Yeah, yeah. Sure, they're kind of a little, you know, dirty and gritty and whatever, but it plays, you know... Original, you know. So, again, a lot of my stuff requires I have to educate clients.
Do most of these people not have the internet and just have, out of curiosity, pinball parts?
Nope.
Does that ever occur to them?
No.
They must. How do they find you? Not by carrier pigeon.
They type in pinball repair.
Okay. Good for you.
There you go.
Okay.
I just learned out what... robotduck.txt does. I'm just doing some website stuff. My website was not doing a happy thing for me, so I had to spend a lot of time doing that. But that's a whole other adventure of beating my head against a computer screen. But anyway.
You can tell us once you do it. Well, okay. No, maybe you don't want to.
I don't want to. I guess.
Right. You don't want other people.
Just like the speaker thing.
You can have the dumb Google website.
Exactly. Right. So it's like it's a whole thing.
You're at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm climbing my way back. I was on the top. I'm climbing my way back up because of having Google say, hey, Google, here I am, you know. So I'm still busy anyway. So anyway, needs a new display, needs nothing else. And I said, well, your game probably needs a good going through, a day spa, as I call it, you know, replace the display. But I said, keep an open mind that, you know, I can come down with all my stuff and replace the display, but you're going to need other stuff. So he was open to that, and I gave him kind of a price range, what it'd probably go for, and So okay, we'll see how we see where we go. But you know, I had to make him into a believer. So I went down there with, I got this brand new LED display, because I heard these DMD displays, they use a small one. It's a specialty one from Data East. It's a small one than other manufacturers were using. They use a bigger one. So only a couple games use this small one, and you really can't find them anywhere. You can get the LED version of it, which is low voltage from a place in Europe where Marco sells it.
Didn't you tell me these things were like $400 or $500?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't make them anymore.
They don't make the plasmas anymore. The plasmas are made, but those are big money. Plasmas are big money, and you're almost better off going with an LED version of it because it's better and it's
more
cheaper.
More reliable
and cheaper or just the same price. So I got him the LED one. I paid up for it, and I said, it's going to cost this. And went down there and looked at his game. It's like, oh, your power supply. Look at it. It's roached. Someone hacked it and has burnt up crap on it. No wonder you're not getting any high voltage. Like, but that's okay. We don't need the high voltage. I have a nice new LED low voltage one. It's going to work great anyway. I put it in. I turn it on. You know what happens, George?
It blew up.
No, that'd be even worse. No, how about nothing? I got a little bit of a flicker. I got some life on the new display, a little bit of it, and then just black. And the game booted up, and you could play it, but no feature lights. The game said, Teenage Mutant Ninja. And I said, okay, where's the last part? Where's the turtle part? It never says turtle. And I said, did it ever say turtle? I don't remember. It hasn't played for a while. It's like, okay. All right, but I think it sort of says, it's supposed to say turtle.
Question.
So, yeah.
Are we leading to a multi-board replacement?
Where's my bell? Hold on, George.
Uh-oh. Did I jump ahead?
Here you go, George. Give the boy a cigar. All right.
Oh, okay. I thought I was being inappropriate.
No, you weren't.
Jumping ahead.
This is a multitask bell. It's inappropriate. Also, if you win a cigar, you get one too. Ding. There we go. Okay. So, yeah. It needs more work. And I said, I'm having my family. I haven't seen them for a couple of years. They're across the country, and they're coming over, and I really want it done, you know, sooner rather than later. It's like, all right, tell you what. I'm going to go home, regroup, see what other parts I need. I'm making a bunch of notes, but you definitely need more work. So I think as he saw how I was dedicated to it and that I knew what I was talking about, he was willing to, you know, go with my route and spend a little money on the game. He said, okay, you verified, you know what you're doing. I think he was kind of gun shy because maybe he's been burnt before. Who knows, you know? So now he knew that I was, you know, straight shooter guy. So I emailed and said, okay, I found the parts, this and this and that, and I can get it to you. I can overnight this stuff, but you're going to pay a lot of money in shipping. It's like, just do it. Do it. I don't care. It's like, okay. You're into it for some dough. But okay. So I said, I can get there Sunday if the parts come in. FedEx, another FedEx story.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So FedEx.
There was a big article about the all the different, I can't call them franchisees because they're not franchisees.
Contractors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, not too good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah,
there,
not good.
Yeah, there's a little bit of
trouble in FedEx land.
You got it. So yeah. Go ahead. There's no.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not surprised by this.
So I couldn't even get. I had to go to Marco for one part, and I had to go to Pinball Life for another part. So I had to pay double overnight shipping. You know what I mean?
How much for each one? 40?
60 for each one. On a Friday to get set. No.
Did it show up Saturday?
It's
or
a Friday to. On George. Monday, George. And even though it says Saturday delivery, from order Friday before 1, which I did, order Friday at 10 a.m.
I'm guessing you didn't get a rebate.
Well, I did.
Some people got rebates.
I got a rebate.
Oh, you did.
A lot of other people
got a rebate today.
But Pinball Life, very carefully, and they're smart about it, little small print said, if you order on a Friday and expect Saturday delivery, it could happen, but it might not happen. So we're not going to promise it. We can try, but it's not a guarantee. So when you go, so I went back to Pinball
Why
Life.
Why would you go back to Pinball Life? They didn't F up.
Because I called FedEx on this. So they say, no, we will refund the person that shipped it, not you. You need to go to your guy who shipped it, and then we will refund the shipper.
Okay, so you just did a PSA. Good.
So I did a PSA. So I ordered the stuff. And I got FedEx basically give me the finger and said, yeah, it's happening Monday. We'll get there Monday before noon, you know, both of them. So I said, hey, sorry, Sunday's not going to happen, but Monday can happen. I'll let you know as soon as I get the parts in. I'm raring to go. I'll get in the car and get down there for Monday because his family is coming in Sunday night. So, okay, we're still good. They're there for
you
the week.
You didn't have any boards?
Not the. I have every board I need, but these, I don't have this one. Not for Data East. Not for this generation.
I'm surprised you usually have everything, but...
Not for this. This is like a rarity. I don't really see a lot of these Data East from this time frame. Not a whole bunch.
We're not going to belabor the point, but I'm sure they didn't make tons of them. And
yeah, exactly. They didn't make tons of them.
Right.
And
they're the only game in town.
Right.
You know, we can go through the whole supply
chain. And you're stuck with only this manufacturer makes an LED display board for this game. A place overseas in Europe somewhere, and only Rotten Dog makes the MPU driver board for this game, as far as I can see. Now, me and Rotten Dog have had a love-hate relationship over the years. A lot of times they knock out of the park. Other times I want to strangle them. So it all depends on what kind of board.
Rough.
The dream, that's called Rotten Dog.
Well, that brings me to today. Do you know today?
You pays your money, it takes your chances.
You know how we're famous in this country for a national day of... Well, today is National Dog Day. Did you know that?
Who comes up with this crap?
I want to be the one who publishes it and gets paid for putting it out to the, you know, to the Twittersphere.
When is it Proud of Your Dog Day? Is that coming? Is there a
well,
Proud of Your Dog
there's
Month?
There's more to the story. Have you been out and about recently and...
Sorry, go ahead, George.
Have you been out and about recently and seen a St. Bernard or a Dachshund or a Husky with a mask on?
Not yet. Not yet, but we are in Massachusetts, so that could happen here anytime.
No, that's not the reason.
Okay.
They're calling it canine COVID. Stop over there.
Wait. I thought...
She's doing it again. Maureen. I...
Inappropriate bell for Maureen.
Your husband and I have done 90 shows up until this one, and we have never used that word in our podcast. Yet, you sit over there and flagrantly throw it about.
You know what? Maureen and Mrs. Pin, you know, you guys are potty mouths.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I think Mrs. Pin has your beat, though.
Right, but she's a school... If the walls could talk. Anyway... So if you see a dog out there with a mask on, there's a thing called canine COVID.
Oh, it's a bunch
and
of BS.
And the dogs are... We got the call. We went away last weekend, and Cooper was in the daycare.
Oh, boy.
And the daycare called and said, what day was your dog there? And Sunday. The dog didn't come in until Monday. But that's not my joke. Do you know how these dogs get it? They don't get it by...
Wait, sniffing each other's butts, George? That's monkeypox. We're in the monkeypox section.
I would have said it a little bit differently, but yeah, they're sniffing each other's...
Okay, rear ends, yeah.
Right, and that's how they get it.
No.
Yes, no. That's what they're... okay, have we...
Do dogs get colds?
They
should call us moneypox, George. Tell them about the money.
We already talked about that. When you get those green lesions, you're getting moneypox.
Moneypox, good. All right,
Fauci must have a crap load of that.
I'm just glad people are smarting up after... Well, wait, no, they're not. Okay, George, well...
Sorry. I digress. But I thought it was pretty interesting. I have a lot of other interesting stories.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah?
I can't wait to hear, George. I don't watch TV and news for a reason, George.
I keep saying that. And I give you that really fun highlight reel.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. So... You're still talking about this guy in
Island. Oh, yes. When we last left our guy in Rhode Island, he had a non-working display on his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I had a FedEx problem where it's like, freaking FedEx once again. Screws the pooch. So, hey, pooch, we brought it back around to the dog. Look at that. Look how I did that. Woof, woof. And a rotten dog. So, went down there, got the boards, and threw the power supply in there. And had to redo all the hacks that someone else did on there, all the wiring hacks, and fixed all that. And then turned it on without the new main board to try to save the guy money. Like, I might not need this board. And I turned it on, and the little display came up a little bit, and then nothing dark. But at least now I had feature lights, and other parts of the game started working better with that. So, okay, so we were making progress. Okay, now I'm going to put in Mr. Customer. I'm going to put in this nice new MPU driver board for you, and that's going to fix the rest of the game. So put that in there, and yeah, the rest of the game played like before, still no display. And now, when you start the game up, when you turn on, it goes, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Cool, it says Turtles now. Great. The old board didn't say Turtles. It's supposed to say Turtles.
I'm following.
Okay, so okay, good. For once. Good, cool. So play a ball. And I'm playing the game, and there's no sound at all. No call-outs, no music. It's like, what? It's like, he said, well, it wasn't like that before when I played it. It's like, oh, are you sure?
Oh, boy, he's starting to point at you.
Okay, now,
now he's losing confidence.
Oh, now we're going backwards.
Uh-oh.
Okay, all right, you know what? Let's first shits and giggles. Whoops, hold on, inappropriate. Let's put the old board back in. So I had to swap the chips back and the ROMs back in the old board, put that in. And now it's saying Teenage Mutant Ninja, no turtles. And then you play a game in the game, all the sounds, everything's working now. So it's not the soundboard. It's the new Rotten Dog MPU not giving any sounds.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the new board not working. Problem. DOA, in a way. Okay? After all that money for that board and all that shipping for that board. Yeah. Ouch.
It's time.
Yeah, time.
It's time.
Yeah.
Not including the $60...
Yeah.
Send it overnight fee.
Hour
and
a half.
Wasn't overnight fee.
Hour and a half each way the first time. Oh. Hour and a half second time. The second time. driving. I'm not done yet. I'm not even done. Not even remotely.
This
Princess Bride.
I'm really glad that we're going to chop these up because, oh my God, how long are we going to go? How long have we been recording?
George. How long? Because
I think I might want
30 minutes, George.
Okay, you need to finish this and then cut it, and then we'll start over again.
Okay.
We'll start another reel.
All right, so another highlight reel.
You're being a little verbose, but that's okay.
People like verbose. They like stories. Theater of the mind.
Yeah.
You're walking this path with me, or plank, depending on how you want to look at it.
You just keep teeing it up. Wait till we get to the George review section.
Ah, the review. I can't wait to hear that part.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for that one. That's gonna be good.
Oh yeah.
So, put the old board back in and received a couple more things, and all of a sudden, and then I went underneath the game and started replacing some lights that were all blown. All these flasher lights were blown for a while. Did all that. And now I got, what did we do? Oh, then I said, you know what? Let's take, since the Rotten Dog was bad DOA, perhaps the LED from Europe. Maybe that has a problem. So, you know what? Let's put the original known, quote-unquote, known bad plasma display that I was going to throw out. Let's just throw it in for shits and giggles, George. Let's see what happens.
You did it again.
Thank you. For shoots and giggles. Shoots and ladders,
no,
George.
No, don't even say that. Stop. Start
okay,
again.
Okay, start again. So, let's just put it in for yuck-yucks. Oh, boy. That's bad, too.
Oh, boy. That's really bad.
Yeah, that's really bad. I don't know. Insert your favorite term here. Put it back in, power it on, and the display works. The display now works. So basically, original MPU board,
are you
going to
draw this to a close? Because so far I've heard bad board, lots of time.
One good board.
Customer looking at you like, oh my. And if you're one who's never repaired a pinball machine before, that is a standard response. But as you and I well know, this happens more often than not.
Oh, yeah, because I got to rely upon my suppliers, and I'm supposed to assume when I get a new board, it should be QC'd and good. That should be, because why would I replace old 34-year-old stuff?
You were under the gun because you had the stuff shipped in overnight.
He needed it right away.
In the future, my guess is you're probably going to start testing some of this stuff if you're able before you go out.
Exactly.
Because that's a hair puller.
Yeah, it is.
Because you just keep
introducing
other variables, and it's like, okay, now I'm really down the rat hole. Let's go back to the beginning.
Right. Now I got to say, okay, what is good? What is bad? Am I going to start going after the soundboard now? It's like, no, we're not going to go. We just introduced problem. Let's put back old stuff in. Okay, problem went away. Okay, good. So now we know Rotten Dog, rotten. We know display from Flunky Europe somewhere, LED, rotten. But we do know the power supply that I got is good. That's the only really good thing knocked the game apart. That actually was the one thing that actually brought the game back up from the dead and made everything work. And on top of that, at some point when I put the old board back in, it said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It did the whole thing. So, and then we did a whole day spawner. We spent another 5 hours on it. Maureen and I replaced all with silicone rubber and did all the some LED stuff and lights. So we're, and rebuild the flippers. And after we were done with it, it was the guy was like, "Wow, this has never looked this good and played this good before." It's like,
well,
yeah,
what do
yeah,
you
I
expect
told
after 20 years?
Yeah, but he didn't. See, he had no, he had no frame of reference. He doesn't know. But now, so I have to make people believers. Then I say, "Here, just look, just watch, play. You know, when I'm done, you'll see. Trust me." So it's very nostalgic because this guy, he bought it for his son when he was young years ago, and his son passed a couple years ago, died tragically. So that's why this machine meant so much to him. Okay. And as part of this family heirloom kind of thing. I found it out later after the fact, you know. So it meant a lot to him to get it to play this nice. So anyway, so long story short, after all that work, customer, game, and grandkids, very happy now.
I'm glad that story's over.
Just one more thing, please.
Cut. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
One more thing.
No.
Back to the FedEx thing. Back to now. What am I going to do with these stupid parts that don't work, George? These parts are like, this is like about
$1,000 worth of boards.
Yeah, $1,000 worth of boards and shipping, everything else. Yeah, then now I'm stuck. Because I told him, it's like, I'm not charging you for any of this stuff. I'm not charging him that. Why should he pay that? So it's on me now. But I did kind of charge him for the shipping part. Because I had to order it. So you wanted me to do it, so I ordered it. So I kind of threw that in there. So you're paying a little of that part. That's part on you. But I'm going to try to get, you know, or at least some of that. So I want to recoup a little bit of that, but I'm not going to try to get
parts. You got to send the bad board back.
Yeah.
It just adds complexity to one's life that is already hectic.
Exactly. So now
especially you.
Yeah, especially me. So now ring, ring. Hello, Marco. Yeah, next day. Yeah, DOA. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. Oh, we'll ship another one out. Just throw it back. It's like, no, I just want a refund. I don't need it anymore. I put the old one in. It's like, okay, fine. And also, it came a day late. You promised Saturday. Oh, no problem. We'll refund the shipping charge too. We'll just charge you standard shipping. Like,
something.
I don't be drugging that. So instead of $60, $10.
No,
great. Sure.
I've complained about it. You've complained about shipping costs. They're through the roof. We understand why. We're not going to go into that whole discussion.
Right, but I'll pay if I get what I
understood.
Paid for.
You're ahead of the game.
So now, okay, good. Marco did good. Good on Marco. Call Pinball Life now. Same thing. Yeah, DOA. Okay, well, say no. I just want to return the board. It's a DOA. Here's what's wrong with it. You know, let me give you our tech guy. Yeah, tech guy. Here's what's going on.
Did you talk to Kyle?
Maybe it was him. Well, you talk to a tech guy, Pinball Life?
Oh, no. He does a thing with Emoto on Thursdays, and I watch him. He's a big bally guy.
Why? I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. If it was Kyle. I don't know if they have other people, but he's... I've met him at a...
it could very well be
Kyle. I met him in Houston. I don't know if I've seen him anywhere else, but nice guy.
How do you know he works at Pinball Life? He says that?
No. Did you say Marco or Pinball Life?
Pinball Life.
Oh. I was talking Marco.
Marco's done. We finished Marco.
Sorry.
Pinball Life.
No, Marco.
Marco.
Sorry.
Polo. Oh.
Sorry.
Jump in the pool.
Again, not listening. Oh, my... This is the decoder ring episode where you're finding out all the inconsistencies and back room antics.
Pinball Life.
Did you
shipping.
Stop the recording?
No, it's still going. Well, we're almost done. We're almost there. Pinball Life. I want to return it. Okay, no problem. And also the shipping thing. Yeah, well, if you read the small print there, you're paying. It's on you. So it's like, oh, fair enough. Okay, I'll eat that. Great, thanks. But at least, so they're both going to, so I'm getting a good portion, lion's share of the money back. So I'm made whole. The guy paid for his thing. I'm getting money back.
You don't have five more stories that are this long, do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, good.
Actually, and one last thing, not one more thing, for this game. After I finished this, flippers are strong, everything's good to go. It's like, this game is playing so slow. What? I looked at the back legs. There's no leg leverage on the back. The game is almost flat. And I said, there's leg levers in their coin box. Why don't you use
them? You had those with you.
I had them with me. And Maureen found them in the coin box, the ones he had. It's like, these should be in the game. Oh, I just thought maybe we'd make it too hard. It's like, no. You want these on the game. The designer designed a 5 to 7% pitch on this game to make it fun. Otherwise, it's just like wandering around. The kids are going to walk away from it. They're not going to play this. It's not no action. So he said, oh, I'll take care of that later. I said, okay.
Oh, you didn't do it for him?
No, he said he's going to do it. No, we were already there to 8:30. We were there for like 7 hours.
You know he's not going
to
do it.
He had to go. He was very polite. I can just tell you, he's kind of like, you know, antsy because the family was there. They already left for dinner. They left without him. He has to go meet them.
Oh.
They left, and we were down there working, so he wanted us to finish up as soon as, no, I'll do it. Let me just pay you. Because I got to go to dinner. So he's like a half hour behind.
Wow.
So no problem. So he paid us, and he's going to do the legs himself. Great. And his family's there. They're young kids. They can lift it up for him. You know, so they don't need me. They can do that. Anyways, I told him about it. So that was that one.
Go through a game. You can even use a ball if you want to. But you got to describe. There's a lot of stuff on this game. Ultimately, you're trying to spell what? Blastoff? Is that the?
You're trying to spell Blastoff in order to make multi-ball happen. You throw two balls up the spinner that says lock one, lock two. Then it won't take a third one until you spell blast off.
Right.
You spell blast off. You can blast off right away.
So,
That's
me. So spell. Go around the play field starting with B. B is the left.
It's the left in lane to the flipper, and F is the.
Go B. Where's the L?
B and L is up top.
Okay, where's the A?
A is next to that up top, and S next to that, and T next to that.
Okay,
so that's
where's the OFF?
It's down here. So F on the left kicker, F on the right kicker in lane.
And where's the O?
And the O is on the right. And the O is tough to get. That's the one.
That's the one you were talking about earlier.
Yep, the stubborn O. That's what stops. That's what keeps you from having
okay,
a whole party.
Okay, so I was blind when I was upstairs. I thought the spinner on the right fed to the upper lanes, and that's incorrect. So you need to go left flipper to the extreme right lane in order to get back up there. Or you got to put the two balls and then get a third ball in the, what do you call it again?
Ball walker.
The ball walker to get the ball up and in there. Is that right?
Right.
Now, the lane that's between the two and the three and the four and the five drop targets. So there's a single bank, a dual bank, a space, and then another dual bank. Mm-hmm. What's that space do?
That's if you get that white stand-up way in there, tucked way in there, that gives you blast when lit yellow. And then with the special software, that's when it lights for special, that's an extra ball. It's the only way to get extra ball in this game.
So it's got nothing to do with the ball walker?
No, that part is nope.
Okay.
Nope, not at all.
So, and what are the right targets on the drop targets on the right do?
So if you get those down with one shot, like a real quick like sweeping shot, like a bally, or, well, like a stir, really.
All targets down
50
increases
grand.
Spinner.
Yep.
And bonus multiplier values. I'm guessing that's when lit?
No, that's all the time. And then when it's lit, you're also going to get 50,000 points on top of that.
Okay. Oh, that's up top. To score 50,000, drop
them.
The three targets with one shot.
One shot. Sweep them.
Okay. Now I'm getting it. Sorry, I'm a little slow on the uptake.
And then if you don't do a sweep shot in a couple.
That's a pretty cool. That,
yeah.
Is that on any other game?
No, that I know of.
That's really cool. And if you sweep it all the way up, it hits the bumper and up and in. Okay. And there's a target. What's that little target up on the left there?
That spots B. And the other one over there spots B. See?
Oh, so there's multiple ways to get the B?
B. There should be a spot O for this one there, but they don't do that. They
made
the
it
B.
Hard.
Made it hard.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're going to play. You're going to show me how to start this.
You know what
this...
I should do? I just thought, you know what? I should rewire that O to be spot by that target up there.
There's no writing in front of it.
It
so.
Says B. So
it's, oh, it does there.
So I just take the wire
oh,
and go
there.
Oh, on
the plastic. I'm looking on the play field.
I can easily change that. I don't know. That might make the game
this
too easy.
This is a great looking game. I mean.
You'll see once this stubborn O comes up. You'll see.
You've owned this for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's one of the first ones I ever got.
All systems go, commence countdown.
No, that is a that never happens in the regular game. This is a special software.
So they didn't even have an attract mode
no,
with that?
No, that's the attract mode he put in. It had this attract mode, lights, but not that.
It's a really cool game.
Then when you finish your game, it says coin detected in pocket. Basically.
Is this the exact same width as a Bally game?
Nope, Bally's are bigger.
Of course it is. Crazy. Okay, show us how it's done.
Player 1, prepare for mission.
That's great.
Player 2, stand by.
Player 2, stand by. So, here's a skill shot. The flashing S at the top, that's new. So if you get that, I believe it spots two letters. And I think something else. Let's see if I can get it. If I can get the S. Let's try that one.
So normally it wouldn't be flashing.
No. For the skill shot.
Were there a lot of... Okay, so Dave...
Oh, and out she goes. That.
How many changes were made to the software?
I have a whole list.
It's long.
A litany. Oh, yeah, a whole bunch.
So, basically, the game's been reimagined?
No, not that far. No, basically, if the original programmers had another year to work on the programming of the original stuff, that's what it would be.
Okay, so I'm going to go for the skill shot. I'm going for the S as well.
Nice.
And I got it in.
Skill shot, there you go. So they gave you two letters.
Oh, so you can backhand that up there? Oh, man, holy crow, this is fast. No surprise. So what happened? I just hit the target, and it went down. What am I doing here?
Those don't give you much at this point.
I don't even know what I'm doing. So
you want
to? I'm going to go up the spinner.
Spinner shot's good.
But why is the one flashing?
That's because there's one more to go before it's going to go back to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it's ready. If you had all the balls locked right now, you hit that, go to the spinner, you're having a party. But so right now it means nothing. But if you can leave it that way, that's great. But
I'm going to leave it that way. I'm going to go for the right target up top through the spinner.
All right.
And that didn't work out.
It's got a big post shot on that one there.
The
hard to get O he has. That's great news.
So I need a lot of letters, though.
You want to basically show up that right spinner is what you want. You want to try to trap the ball. Left spinner.
Not quite with the shot yet.
See all the side-to-side action?
Yeah.
That's why it's dangerous. Side-to-side
yeah, this
all
is...
the time.
Okay, so I hit some targets.
It's Harry
okay,
Williams.
So nice. I got it all the way up.
Spinner. See, it shows you how many spinners did you spun. 48 spinners.
Is that normal?
No, that's the new software. They never used to do
that. Okay, you got... So I have one ball locked.
Locked. Right.
I have the B, the S, the O, and the F.
Yeah, all you need is that LAT up there.
And this is my ball.
That's your ball because you locked the ball, so it's giving you another ball. You locked.
Okay. So now I want to get LA or T up top.
Yep.
So I got the L.
That's good.
Bear with me. There's a lot going on here. Yeah, I don't like that.
Left to right, actually. Oh, shot by George. To the right flipper, bounce over the left flipper, and up the spinner shot. Tries to get the last target, didn't quite have it for him.
Oh, no.
Oh, it goes between. There's a post there, but it didn't even help
him. Okay, not bad. Not great, not
bad
but
at
not
all.
Bad.
So I get, come on, S.
I can see how people... Nice. I would never grow bored of this game. This is fun.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice
that
little...
Back and forth, though. Those slingshots and those... Yeah, that's deadly. It's a lot to take in on this game.
Yeah, there certainly is. And stuff, it moves. The ball moves.
I mean, descriptive-wise, you know, trying to explain this on a podcast...
It's an experience.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. So if he just hit that thing between the two drop targets, that lane, what did that get you? So he's up to three times.
That got me a multiplier.
So you've knocked targets down multiple times to get there, right? Is that it? The right targets? Is that what gives you the multiplier?
Yes, that gives you a multiplier.
Okay, so now you want to lock a ball.
Yes, that'd be nice.
And you're playing rubber. There's a lot of rubber over there. When those targets aren't up.
Oh,
that,
oh, good.
You got the O. Okay, and you locked the ball in. And
that's a nice shot.
56.
The O shot into the right flipper with a nice, like, just lay it up there. Lay it up.
Oh, nice bounce into the S. So what do you want to do now?
I want to get the A.
The spinner's lit for 1,000 on the right.
Right. The A's. That's what I want. I'm going to go for the drop targets on the right. Nope. I got Babushka. Ugh. Always hitting that double post.
So unlike Bally games, I'm just noticing this between the flippers. You have 1-time, 2-time, 3-time, 4-time, and 5-time bonus. That's not on a lot of games.
And more, they add. And you get 6-time, 7-times, all the way to 10-times. They add.
Oh,
like
because just like the tripod on the right with the spinner, up to 5,000. What's like a superstar score on this? Couple million?
A couple million. 2 mil. Oh, there you go. Now I think you only need is a spinner
almost
shot.
Lost it.
This is a spinner shot now. You almost did lose it, but
and I did.
It also goes up to, instead of just the original game was only 10,000 bonus, this one goes to 19,000 bonus.
Say so that one more time.
Instead of just going to 10,000 was the max bonus you can get, the new software is 19,000 times.
Oh, the bonus on this game is only 10,000?
10,000. Normally, that's 19,000.
Yep. That's not low.
I know, but for this game, 10 was lousy, so it almost doubled it. Oh, yes. There we go. That's a good thing.
Sounds like all the changes are very positive.
Well, very positive. Oh, yeah. He did a lot of work, a lot of time went into it, a lot of thought.
Do you think there are a lot of people who have implemented this?
Oh, yeah, I see this game.
Or is he pretty selective in who he...
No, I know. It's all right. You can just get it. It's out there for free. He has a whole repository. But when you're first developing, he doesn't put out right away. Ugh, bastard. I need spinner shot. Left spinner. Come on. Get up there. Nope. That's not
okay,
it.
So we knocked the 2 target down.
There
he got it up into the ball walker.
Stage, go.
Oh, that's a good sound. All systems go. Oh, that's going to do. Oh, I go counts down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pump up reaction.
You just scored a lot of points.
5, 4, 3.
Oh, so you got the 5 and the 4. Oh, we didn't talk about that. The blast off.
Yes.
So he now needs to hit the targets in succession. So
3, 2, 1.
Blinking. And he just got 3. You're a good target shooter, dude.
Oh, that's ball 3. See what I mean? It's Manning. It says one more quarter. And that's you're gonna. This ain't no gimme.
I could see why people want to collect this game. I would like this game. I would not want to pay for this game, but I would like this game.
This game is cheap years ago.
You know, like everything, but that's all relative. Okay, so I'm going to try to hit that target up on the right, and I still can't hit that shot.
Nice shot.
Oh, I have 3 balls. What did I do right?
I think you locked the ball. Cool. Oh, now you're doing, like I did, countdown. Here's the pressure on ball 3, doing the countdown and spinner.
What did I do?
So all you get, go for the 5 now. Oh, there you go. Let's go for those drop targets now at this point.
Do I have 5? No.
You gotta get the 5.
Oh, the 5 target.
You want the 5 target. The 5 target, yes. The drop target.
Okay. So, I thought you were going for 5 times and doing the other thing. Like I said, folks, there's a lot of stuff. I'm going to hit the 5 target. No, I'm not.
Oh. You can hit them both together, too. Doesn't matter. 5 and 4 go down together. That counts. Nice. 5.
Okay, 5. 4. Oh. Can I do it?
Can you do it?
No.
Oh, that's good. Three.
Sorry, I was just trying to get rid of the ball.
Well, that was five. Two. It's down to the one, folks.
Oh, the stress. Stop it. Stop it. You're making sounds. No, no.
What? Oh, classic ball three. Hit the. You didn't get the one.
I did exactly what you said. I hate this game.
See what I mean? Oh. More off the mission over. That's all new, too.
So how did he do that? Were they already recorded and he just unlocked them? Or?
He knows the code for all his Stern games, so he'll take speech out of this one and add it to this one. He has a whole vocabulary.
So who said mission?
This game says mission, but he cut a piece out and put it somewhere else. He copied it.
I understand.
Yeah. Then he can take, and he also took other sounds.
So he took existing text code and put it into the game. Yeah. So he chopped it up.
Yeah.
He edited it.
Edited it. He's all editing stuff.
This is a really cool game.
That's why
I feel like we're forgetting to do stuff on the game. There's so much going on.
Well,
I have no idea how I got three balls.
Because, you know what? You spelt, how did you get three balls? No, you just throw another ball out there. You just threw a ball up. That's all. You just got to throw a ball
out
there.
But I wasn't even cognizant that I had spelled blast off.
Yeah, you did that before. You already had that done because you got the skill shot.
Okay. I'm not paying attention. There's a lot of blinking lights in this game, but man, fun.
Yeah, I think I turned John Day was a poo-pooer this game.
Oh, I don't
on.
See how you can be. But, there's a lot. You got to be.
But he's
you have to be a really good target shooter.
He's a believer now. I think he likes a space theme anyway. But
I love target games, and I love that 5-4-3-2-1.
It's a good. This game's
so
a
if
good,
you botch it,
it's a shooting gallery.
So if you botch it, you don't get the three ball. If you hit him out of sequence.
No, it doesn't. If you hit him out of sequence, it resets and gives you
another opportunity to do it. So you have to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it in the right way. Because I think it won't start counting down. It wants that five. You can go with the two and three all you
right,
want.
But I'm saying, say you hit the number one target, all five are up.
Yeah.
It'll reset the one target because it's saying, hey, you got to hit the five target.
It'll keep the one target down, but the five's still blinking. It's like, no, you didn't get me. It'll get the two and three target down. Nope, you still didn't get me. Until you hit that five. Then everything else resets, and now 4-3-2-1 are lit. The five's down.
Right.
So
it makes it more complex. I get it.
It's cool. You want to do. You
it
want
makes
to do
a lot
countdown.
More shots.
A lot more shots. You got to get be accurate. But you at least get them to knock them down together. Bang, bang. Really, only three shots at the center, 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 and you get them all in three shots. That's what they kind of want you. They want you to do how skillful are you? What's your shooting like?
All the slings and the active.
This changes again. This back and forth thing here that
what is,
really
slings.
Yeah, there's kickers or slingshots from left and right, doubles on them.
Yeah, it's.
They get some action going up.
Let's
top
play
there.
One more.
Good call. Well,
one more.
First or second?
Go ahead. Sure. I have no idea. I won that game, but I have no idea how.
Another cool thing he put in this game is when what you had going on, you had 5-3-2-1. And it said go for mission or something. But once you're ready to go, and it's ready for your ball to go up the spinner, you go up there, the spinner starts saying go, go, go. I never said it before. Like it's
right.
Like, and you're hoping it's go, go, go. Sometimes it's also could be walking. You can only go halfway up, go, 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 and then come back down again. Because you're hoping like go, go, go. It goes in there and ball walker and multi ball and. Player two stand by. Come on, S. Yes. Nope.
I'm just noticing the woman in the pod on the back. And the other guy.
Sad.
Oh, they're all in like rock. This is a weird backlash.
It's Flight 2000. They're taking a Flight 2000.
No, it's like Planet of the Apes where they're in those chambers, but everybody's got their own rocket. Okay. Pay attention. The S is blinking. And I missed it. Ooh, that was a good. That was
see,
a good save.
Taking them all down.
Right.
I need to adjust that so it sweeps properly.
Okay. Come on, come on, come on! I want that last letter. No.
Ooh,
oh, nice. Lazarus, we'll take it. We'll take it. Oh, come on, come on, come on! I want that last lane. I want the L.
Oh.
Okay.
The T. I'll use the L. F. That's gonna be L and the O now. We almost the O right there. Very hard to get those drop targets.
Bumpers work great. The whole game is fun.
It's nice and punchy.
Yep, it is. Ah, that was horrible.
Oh, yeah. Let's slip by that flipper there.
Okay. You got some work to do.
I do. 10,000 points. Look at that bonus countdown. Very nice. All right, the A. A is going to be right about... Let's try that one. That should be A. Is it? Nope, that's an S. Oh, nope.
Okay, right to center.
I wanted to jam it in there. And...
Nice save.
Thanks. Nope, that's not it.
Oh.
West? Oh. Struggling.
Rubber game. Hit the mic. Okay, A is flashing.
I get 30,000 points. George has 243. All two right now. Look at that shot. He made a spinner shot.
Right, but it's not spelled blast off, so yeah. I'm going to get one back.
46 spins for you. Well, maybe. No, I need that.
Nope,
L.
I need that L. And that.
And that's what happened.
And that's Adrenorama.
10 times my score right now. Alright, the L is lit.
I have a feeling I'm not safe.
That's the S. Oh, come on. I want that spinner shot. Nope. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, game. Oh, I made 100,000. Yay.
Okay. Here we go, folks. I need the L and the dreaded O. Oh, I need an A, too? Okay, that didn't work out. I don't like that. Oh,
the,
oh.
Oh,
let's
now.
Take that. How many spins?
You just need an L.
39 spins.
Oh, that's the L. I think it's
okay, I need that L.
You definitely.
And it still didn't get it. No. Boy, I do not like this thing bouncing around down here. Oh, I did it to myself. Yep. Okay, Dave, I'll give you one more chime.
My butt.
Twice.
Mission over. I need 680 for a free game. Oh, I also put a knocker in this game. Never comes with a knocker. It always made a noise.
Okay.
They didn't have solenoids to, so he reprogrammed one. So now it
did
knocks.
Did he have to create software to do that? Or did you just hook it up?
He created software to do it. I had to hook it up, and he created software to do it.
Targets, 4 and 5, and 3 and 2 down.
Oh, boy, that was such a tough shot, those spinner shots.
Yeah.
Nope.
This is
a lot of rubber.
If you miss a shot, it's coming back.
You get punished.
That's no pun intended. It takes off like a rocket. Oh, that was a good one, too.
I'm all around.
Almost for the O. That O is elusive.
Oh, it's high.
Oh, no, you get
caught
in that.
Oh, finally.
There you go.
Had to send it out of there.
So, 47.
I got as high as 62 before.
I like that.
Yeah, neat, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, nice save. Okay, Dave is working on the fire banks again.
Oh,
he got the elusive O. And then lost it. That center post helped me once.
What's up with that flipper place? You can get the upgraded metal aluminum flippers. No, put them in here.
You know, I don't know if they work for these games. I don't know enough about it. That's why it would be a fun experiment, but Oh, God, come on. You hear the rubber, folks?
Is that a ball being kicked
I keep
around?
Hitting the... No, no. Okay. No.
Maybe. Oh,
there
nice,
we go.
Nice. A backhand rip. That's a bunch of... That's like 64 spins on that, George. Nice going.
Was that true?
Yeah.
There we go. Oh. Good rip.
That's a backhand. I like that. Try that trick. Oh, maybe the O. Oh, so close to the O. Bounce back in the right.
Okay. You needed that target last game.
Spinner, no.
No.
Always a post.
God, I keep missing that spinner.
Oh, and the B.
There we go. There we go.
And that's a 1,000-point spinner now.
Oh, get the O.
Oh, so close. A multiplier, that's good.
Oh, I ripped. Oh, got him. Yeah. Ha ha. Yee haw.
Nice going. Nice. It's a hard feat to do. 2,000 points of spin now.
Yeah, and I'm trying to hit it. I'm either early or late.
Yeah, I know. Me too on these things. Especially the spinner shots.
I do not like those. Okay. Tried to be fancy. That was stupid. That wasn't, though. 5 times now.
Yeah, that's 2,500 points of spin now.
Oh, Lazarus again. Nice. Take it. Oh.
Almost the O. Oh, there you go. That's good. Points.
How many spins? Oh, and I got the O. Oh. I'm rocking the Fillmore here.
Oh,
and the ball and the ball walker.
Look at him.
Yeah.
44 spins. First stage go. Needs one letter. And
I need the A.
Ball locked. Oh, maybe.
Oh. Oh,
right down the whole play field between the flippers and the post. But 500,000 on a... Oh, we keep going here. That's a nice ball one, George. Wow. See, that would never go that long. You had so many multipliers. It got up the high pitch. That's another cool thing this thing does. But you get 580. You need 680 for replay, and you're only on ball one. So we gotta
count your chickens before they hatch.
So we get to hear this game knock, because these games never knock from the factory.
Okay. I'll try. Do I have carryover bonus? Or do I have to earn?
You gotta earn, I think.
Oh.
There we go. Two of those. Skill shot, thank you.
What's the skill shot?
I think
10.
I think so. Plus you get fucker.
Oh, nice save.
And you get two letters for it instead of one letter. Nope, that's not it.
We're not saying anything.
Yes. We're not saying anything. I think the crowd is there's a hush upon the crowd.
I'm like mesmerized. Sorry. But there we go. Up into the ball walker.
Oh. All right. Oh, yeah. Where's that? Thank you. Ball. There we go. In the L or the A. Here we go. Come on. Show me L or A. That's good. A's good. We'll take it. Maybe this will be the L this time. Up that spinner.
Did you blast off? Spelt?
No, I need the L. Then I got it spelt. There we go. Like that.
Okay, now it's points 10. Ooh, nice save.
Thank
nice,
you.
Nice save.
Thank you.
Ooh. Oh, I see. So, okay, 3. 1.
I need
knock the 2 down, the both are going to come up again.
Correct.
Oh
you! Oh! All right, well, I'm down to 2, and I'm ready to launch.
So I need the A.
You need the A. Yeah, if you get the T, you get the A. That makes a lot of sense. You get the T and the A. Kind of go together.
Is there a... like peanut butter?
I meant Trans Am.
Like peanut butter and jelly. I get it. Stay away from that side. Oh, stay away from there, too.
Again, the post, again, the post shot saves him again.
Okay.
Ooh, 3,000 points to spend.
I got there. Six times? That's held?
Yeah, you got six times. It's held. Yeah, that holds for you.
Oh, good.
You get early and often.
Okay. Don't.
It's like money, that's money a little... in the bank.
Oh, man. That stuff comes fast. Okay.
A or that nice spinner shot. Spinner. So close to that spinner shot. The right spinner shot is 3,000.
I need the A, right? Oh, oh there's the knocker.
There you go.
Come on, A. And, oh, oh, no, 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 you son of a.
Give a little nudge to her. She can take a little bit. I think I had the tilt warnings on, so this thing is like three warnings. Four tilts.
I want to keep getting that bonus thing going.
Oh, nice. All right, let's shot the A again.
Right, but I... Okay, come on. A.
Oh, come on, come on.
Oh!
I should have bumped it right then the
I S. did!
He's more just of a bump.
Not... No, 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 no. Boy, no, don't do that. I do not like that.
Left and right stuff. Side to side playful stuff.
Oh, there we go. All right. So what do I have, seven times now?
Seven times and 3,500 points to spin over there.
Oh, that's the right lane.
Like
and another...
another game. Wow, two games, George. Not bad.
Over a million.
Yeah, over a mil. Pretty darn good. Nice bonus. Wow, putting on a show. I need. What do we need? I
don't That's even, awesome.
Let's make it to L here. That's right, let's need. Number one.
Okay, dude.
Nope. Come on. I want the one right there. Nope. Yeah, one.
Go
good.
Go, go, go.
Yes!
There
got it.
Go,
go, go.
Go, go, go. Go, go, Gophers.
Go, Gophers. Now, when I throw a couple balls in there, I get two times and three times play
so
field values. Right, but if I throw balls up there right now, it's worth even more money. I get two and three times play field values, like Fathom. It acts like Fathom now
if
from
you
yourself.
Get it back up. Into
back
the ball
up.
Walker.
I gotta get back up in the ball walker. I have to show it, throw it back up there again.
Keep them going. You haven't lost one yet. Keep them going. Five times bonus. Here's where Dave makes up the state. First threshold pass. All right, Dave, keep it going. Hasn't gotten it up into the ball walker. That's three balls going though. Pretty good. Okay, lost one. Two going still.
Lost
one.
One.
One going, but a lot of red lights, which looks good, and he lost it.
Come
light.
On! Oh, every time that thing.
It's going to be close.
Yeah, you got me.
I still have one ball.
I do.
Almost.
Wow, that's better.
Almost a million. That's 936.
A, that's a ball game right there.
Okay, let's see. So I need the A and the S? No.
No, you just need the A. The S will get to the A. The S is a skill shot.
So I have a 2-for-1 on this, and I got it in the wrong one again. I need that letter. No. Oh. Okay, I'll take it though.
Nice. 1281 by George. 936 by Dave. He did some a nice job.
That's well done.
Awesome. I think that's like the first time I've ever won. All three games, no less.
Yeah, all three games. Look at that. Look at you.
On sleep. Your game.
On a Stern.
There we go.
Amazing.
Anyway, that concludes another episode of the Classic Pinball Podcast. My name is George. I'm here with Captain Pinball, Dr. Dave. Until next time, Dave?
I had fun, we had fun, and we all learned something today. Make it a great one.
Who do you call when you want your pinball machine restored?
Dave!
Who?
Dave! D-A-V-E! Yeah, Dave!
Dave!
Right.
But George, you don't know what you're saying. You're under their control.